It is ATC Storage Seeds of Success here on MyFM, fueled by Kubota, and today we are featuring our local beef producers presented by McCarthy Fuels. I'm Kyle Robinson in the newsroom, and our guest today is none other than Tyson Bromley, who he and his family have been running a local beef farm right here in Pembroke since 2020. So Tyson, welcome, and thank you for sharing some of your insights with us, and kind of talk us through a little bit of the process and how things kind of got started and where they are today.
So we're a cow-calf operation that we also feed out our calves. So we're vertically integrated in that manner. So we breed the cow right here on the farm, either with their artificial insemination or embryo transplant or the old school way. And then we take that calf right to finish, and that takes about 3 years for a Wagyu cow. And then we sell it direct to our customers.
And who would be your customers, I guess you could say? Is it, producers or you know, some sort of, I guess, quote-unquote slaughterhouse or something?
No, we sell direct to the public. So we sell it right off the farm, and because we just started this year selling meat, so we're going to try and hit some Taste of the Valleys and whatnot the rest of this year and get our name out, but we're fairly new into it. People can come right to the farm and buy meat, or we're kind of dabbling in some delivery options, but that's what we're doing.
Well, that's perfect. I love that aspect of it. I mean, there's always a lot of talk about, how homegrown beef and all these kinds of things these days, and chemicals and stuff that some are apparently using. Are all your cows and stuff like naturally grass fed, or how does that work?
So we try and minimize obviously anything we put in our animals. I always tell people that if I wouldn't feed it to my kids, I wouldn't feed it to you. So we minimize on the feeder steers, we don't put any insecticides or anything. They're completely natural. They eat grass during the summer, hay during the winter. We do have to feed them pretty good amount of grain to get the special marbling and flavor the Wagyu produces, but the main herd, they basically just eat hay and grass. We do a little bit of deworming, but we try and keep everything to a minimum, and we definitely want to be eco-friendly and easy on the environment, so we plan that for certain times of the year so that it doesn't affect the environment too much.
How did you get into becoming a beef farmer?
I was born on a dairy farm when I was born, and so we moved off the farm when I was a young teen, so I guess I just never really lost the itch to have cows around, and 15 years later, I guess, we bought our first cows, and so we've expanded that over the last 4 years. And it's more of a passion than a job, I could say. We love doing it every day. It's easy to get out of bed. It's enjoyable.
Okay. When it comes to dealing with customers and things like that, is it fairly easy, dealing with people that are local and especially in your own community?
Yeah, definitely. I enjoy talking to the customers and teaching and explaining the wonderful breed of Wagyu. I find that easy. It's something I've had to develop because I definitely didn't have that skill when we first started. But it's easy to talk to people when you're passionate about something.
No, that makes total sense. I guess one last question for you there, Tyson, is how many cattle would you have kind of like at one time?
We're running roughly about 30 right now. We're hoping to expand. Kind of see what the market's willing to take for direct Wagyu sales. So that's where we're running right now.
Okay, perfect. Well, I really appreciate your time today, Tyson. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.